Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino is considering asking for a postponement of a voter referendum in East Boston and Revere on a proposed casino at Suffolk Downs. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports the mayor wants to give Suffolk Downs time to find a new management partner after it asked Caesars Entertainment to withdraw from the casino application.
Suffolk Downs asked Caesars Entertainment to drop out of the project after state regulators investigating casino applicants raised concerns about Caesars and its background report.
I haven't seen the report yet. It's not public.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who supports the Suffolk Downs proposal, says the process will move forward.
Yeah, it just shows how the process that was put in place by the Gaming Commission works. And Suffolk Downs reacted as quickly as possible. And now they have to find a new operator of the casino. And they have to do it in record time.
The chief operating officer of Suffolk Downs, Chip Tuttle, says he's confident the State Gaming Commission will ultimately deem the project suitable for a casino license.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is clearly setting rigorous standards here. We have no problem with that. We've always been ready to meet those standards and to earn a license.
Suffolk Downs is competing with two other proposals for the single casino license in Greater Boston, including one in Everett from Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn. Clyde Barrow is director for the Center of Policy Analysis and a casino expert at UMass Dartmouth. He says there's plenty of time for Suffolk Downs to find a new partner to manage the proposed casino.
I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Wynn is even contemplating joining Suffolk Downs in a joint proposal. There is the Hard Rock, which was turned down in a referendum in West Springfield. They'll be looking for a new partner, and I think so long as Suffolk Downs can get through the referendum, they still are a viable competitor when they go before the Gaming Commission.
Right now, that voter referendum is set for November 5th, but the mayor's office says it would like to see Suffolk Downs have a new partner before it goes to a vote, and says it wants to work with the Secretary of State and the State Gaming Commission to explore options for postponing that vote. Celeste Myers with the group No Eastie Casino says the recent developments will help its campaign against the casino.
It gives us fodder. It reassures us what we already knew. And hopefully it kind of opens the eyes of some folks who really had faith in Suffolk Downs' decision-making.
Recent polls have shown voters lean slightly in favor of the casino. Residents like Dean Serrato talk of what a casino promises.
What's sitting there now is a racetrack. You know, it's already Suffolk Downs. So I think having something that's nicer there can only be better.
Lifelong Eastie resident Kenny Grifoni says it could provide economic opportunity.
I'm for it. I mean, you got to bring jobs to the neighborhood. You have a total different influx of people that need jobs.
In light of the recent news and the upcoming vote, the State Gaming Commission says it will move up its release date of its background investigation into Suffolk Downs' proposal. That date is now set for Wednesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.